The title of Jeremy Jackson's latest cookbook stopped me dead in my tracks. Desserts that have killed better men than me. That's quite a culinary claim. It turns out the book is filled with delights, such as hot milk sponge cake with citrus syrup, and a, quote, indispensable chocolate torte, a confection that Jackson likens to the little black dress of the dessert world. At a time when cookbooks have turned into glossy tomes the size of New York City phone directories, Desserts That Have Killed Better Men Than Me is almost pocket-sized, with fewer than 150 pages. The ingredients are simple, the instructions straightforward. Jeremy Jackson is 31, he's a novelist, and he published his first cookbook last year. It's called The Cornbread Book, a love story with recipes. While working on that project, he came up with a title for this book.
I spend a lot of time daydreaming about books I would write, cookbooks I would write in the future, and I would write down the titles, and most of them were useless titles like Desserts You Can Mail and The Scratch and Sniff Cookbook. But then one day, out of the blue, Desserts That Have Killed Better Men Than Me, and I don't know where it came from, but I wrote it down, and it struck me that this was a title that deserved a book to go with it. That's really how this started.
As you page through all these luscious desserts, I just assume that you grew up in a household where, you know, there was something, some wonderful sweet and sticky confection was served at the end of every meal. But in the introduction, you say that you were dessert-deprived growing up.
Yeah, at least that's how it seemed. I suppose a lot of children would say the same thing, but my mother is a fantastic cook. On the one hand, we had great things around our house, like a fresh blackberry cobbler when the wild blackberries were in season, or fresh rhubarb from the garden. But on the other hand, she was very health conscious, and so she was famous for making chocolate chip cookies with whole wheat flour, which just didn't quite cut it with me, and even reducing the amount of chocolate chips in the chocolate chip cookies, so that it was not entirely unexpected to get a chocolate chip cookie with absolutely no chips in it, which was always a bad thing.
They call that wasabrod. Now, thanks to you, we have here in the studio this wonderful platter of desserts that comes straight from your book, at least from someone else's kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a whole wheat poppy seed cake, which is something that you grew up on.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, my mother, within her natural foods kick and all her interest in our health, she did make some absolutely fantastic desserts, including this chiffon cake, a whole wheat poppy seed cake.
The whole wheat is there again.
It is. There it is. But it's, you know, the whole wheat contributes this kind of nice, nutty background flavor to the richness of the poppy seeds, and it's a great dessert. And I when I was working on the book, I tried to improve the recipe, but I couldn't. My mom just developed it so well that there was nothing I could do to make it better.
Now, the other dessert that you have here is quite beautiful. It's something called, and I was going to ask you about this because I'd never heard of it, a clafoutis.
Yes.
What is a clafoutis?
Clafoutis originally is from France. I believe it's from Provence, and they usually make it with cherries over there. And clafoutis is kind of this strange creature that's part custard, part pancake, but it's baked in the just in a standard pie dish. On mine, I make it with raspberries instead of cherries, and I think
Now it's got this sort of thick, wet crust. Tell me about that, and I'm gonna actually take a bite while you answer.
Is that on the thick white crust? Is partly a caramelization that occurs on the bottom of the pie pan. I sprinkle some sugar, and that kind of makes a nice crust.
This is good. This is very good. Keep talking.
in the book of my favorites, this is certainly one of my favorites, and I think clafoutis are going to be appearing more and more, and I'm seeing them in the food.
They're going to be appearing
magazines.
More and more at my table.
And you
where is the real satisfaction come in for you? Is knowing that you've made a perfect dessert, or sitting at the table and watching the faces of your guests as they enjoy it?
Those are both good. I like all the parts of it. It's very satisfying to toil in the kitchen on an idea that you've been thinking about, and to have it come out, and you're worrying about it, and you get it out, and you taste it finally. And if it's good, you know, all the weight of the world lifts off your shoulders, and that's a nice moment. And if your girlfriend's there and smiling at you because she's enjoying it too, that just makes it all the better.
Jeremy Jackson, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you.
Jeremy Jackson is author of Desserts That Have Killed Better Men Than Me. Recipes are at our website, npr.org.
This is All Things Considered from NPR News.